And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 21st of July, 2013. It's the birthday of Ernest Hemingway, born in Oak Park, Illinois, 1899. As a young man, he wanted to fight in World War I, but he had bad eyesight, so he volunteered as an ambulance driver for the American Red Cross in Italy. Only 1 month after he started, he was passing out chocolates to Italian soldiers on the front lines and got hit by shrapnel from an exploding shell. He spent several weeks in the hospital, where he started suffering from insomnia. He couldn't sleep without a light on for fear that he might die in the night. He traveled back to his parents' home, still recuperating from his injury, and lived with them for months, occasionally hunting and fishing with his friends. He wrote a few adventure stories about the war, sent them to the Saturday Evening Post, but they were rejected. And his parents accused him of sponging, told him to get a job, and finally threw him out of the house when he was 21. He got married, moved to Paris, and started associating with writers such as Ezra Pound, James Joyce, and Gertrude Stein. Hemingway tried to write as simply and objectively as possible, using very few adjectives or adverbs. After he published For Whom the Bell Tolls in 1940, he began to struggle with his writing, worrying that he was repeating himself. But in 1953, his book The Old Man and the Sea won the Pulitzer Prize, and a year later, Hemingway was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. And it's the birthday of cartoonist Gary Trudeau, born in New York City in 1948, famous but media shy, the creator of the Doonesbury comic strip, which was one of the first and still one of the only comic strips to lampoon real people and mention real current events. In 1975, Trudeau earned a Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning. And it's the birthday of poet Hart Crane, born in Garrettsville, Ohio, in 1899. His mother was a Chicago debutante, and his father a very successful candy businessman who invented the ring-shaped mint candy we know as the Lifesaver. From the time he was a teenager, Hart Crane knew that he was gay, and he was fascinated by the life and career of Oscar Wilde. When his parents' marriage fell apart, Crane dropped out of school, took a train from Cleveland to New York, and began his life as a poet, associating with people like E.E. Cummings and Alan Tate. But he had trouble making a living there, couldn't hold down a job, his drinking got worse. And in 1932, at the age of 33, he killed himself by jumping overboard a steamship on his way from Mexico to New York. But he left behind for us his poetic masterpiece, The Bridge. And here's a poem by Simon Armitage titled The Shout. We went out into the schoolyard together, me and the boy, whose name and face I don't remember. We were testing the range of the human voice. He had to shout for all he was worth. I had to raise an arm from across the divide to signal back that the sound had carried. He called from over the park. I lifted an arm. Out of bounds, he yelled from the end of the road, from the foot of the hill, from beyond the lookout post of Fretwell's farm. I lifted an arm. He left town, went on to be 20 years dead with a gunshot hole in the roof of his mouth in Western Australia. Boy with a name and face I don't remember, you can stop shouting now. I can still hear you. The Shout, a poem by Simon Armitage from his collection, The Shout, published by Harcourt Brace, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time on the Writer's Almanac.